Well, as we heard in the bulletin, there's been an outpouring of tributes to the former US President Jimmy Carter, who has died at the age of 100. The current president, Joe Biden, called him a man of principle, faith and humility. Here, President Higgins said he had left a rich legacy of public service. Jimmy Carter, a member of the Democratic Party, had one term in office between 1977 and 1981. After leaving the White House, he became known for his work for peace, the environment and human rights. The US ambassador to Ireland, Claire Cronin, has been telling me how she thinks he should be remembered.
Jimmy Carter, in my mind, should be remembered as just a humanitarian, just a man that was guided by his faith. He was a very good man. I would call him a statesman. He had a life of service, you know, beginning when he was a Navy veteran. Of course, his years as governor, as president, and then his post-presidency has been nothing short of remarkable. The work he and his wife continued to do through the Carter Institute will have an impact for many, many years.
Tell us about his 1977 statement on Ireland, something that at the time would have been seen as pretty unusual. How significant was that?
Sure. And I'm glad you brought that up. President Carter was the first U.S. president to issue a formal statement on Northern Ireland. And by doing so, he literally established a precedence for future presidents to get involved in the peace process. So by his, you know, making that statement, which at the time was, you know, quite newsworthy, he set the tone, saying that peace was possible through dialogue and mutual respect. And then we saw that that was the foundation that led President Clinton to go on and establish a special envoy. President Clinton and Hillary Clinton certainly as well were involved in the peace process. But his issuing that statement really triggered the U.S. involvement in it. So I think it's actually something that we should talk about still today. So I'm glad you brought it up.
In some ways, he had a difficult time in office. The economy struggled. There was the hostage crisis in Iran. And yet he went on to achieve a huge amount when he left office in a way that was quite unusual.
Yeah, certainly. And his focus was always guided by the concept of public service and driven by his faith. So I think, you know, he led an incredibly meaningful life post-presidency. I mean, he certainly, you know, made great impacts throughout his presidency as well in his time serving as governor of Georgia. But I think some of his best work we saw in his post-presidency, you know, his efforts on behalf of Habitat for Humanity, his continued involvement in his church and community, the Carter Institute, all they did to focus on fair elections in marginalized countries, democracy, his quest to cure disease in Africa. The list goes on and on. And quite a remarkable man. So it is a sad day for all of us in the United States.
I noticed that he's been described by some today as a figure from a bygone era, that by all accounts, he remained humble. He had little interest in the trappings of office. Is that an accurate assessment, do you think?
Yeah, I think he always maintained his core beliefs and value system, and it guided everything he did. So I don't think he would be a man that would aspire to the trappings of the presidency more than the responsibility of the job. And I think he was always focused on his mission and public service and not what might be the perks of the job.
And that was the United States Ambassador to Ireland, Claire Cronin, speaking to me a short time ago.